Chapter 4. What Matters for Matter? What is the world made of? We'll be explaining the origin of matter's mass from pure energy with 95% accuracy. To attain that sort of precision, we'll have to be very clear about what it is we're talking about. Here, we'll be specific about what normal matter is and what it isn't. Normal matter is the stuff we study in chemistry, biology, and geology. It's the stuff we use to build things, and it's what we're made of. Normal matter is also the stuff that astronomers see in their telescopes. Planets, stars, and nebulae are made of the same kind of stuff that we find and study here on Earth. That's the greatest discovery in astronomy. Recently, however, astronomers have made another great discovery. Ironically, the new great discovery is that normal matter is not all there is in the universe. Not by a long shot. In fact, most of the mass in the universe as a whole is in at least two other forms, so-called dark matter and dark energy. The dark stuff is actually perfectly transparent, which is why it managed to escape notice for hundreds of years. So far, it's been detected only indirectly through its gravitational influence on normal matter, that is, stars and galaxies. We'll have much more to say about the dark side in later chapters. If you just count up mass, then normal matter is a minor impurity, contributing only 4 to 5% of the total. But it's where the vast bulk of the structure, information, and love in the world reside. So I hope you'll agree it's an especially interesting part, and it's the part we understand best by far. In the next few chapters, we'll account for the origin of 95% of the mass of normal matter, starting from massless building blocks. To make good on that promise, we'll have to be quite specific about what it is we're explaining. After all, we're quoting numbers. Building blocks. Speculation that matter could be analyzed down to a few types of elementary building blocks goes back at least to the ancient Greeks. But solid scientific understanding came only in the 20th century. Matter, people ordinarily say, is made of atoms. The great physicist Richard Feynman, near the beginning of his famous Feynman Lectures on Physics, made a big point of it. If, in some cataclysm, all of scientific knowledge were to be destroyed, and only one sentence passed on to the next generations of creatures, what statement would contain the most information in the fewest words? I believe it is the...